was born, boy.
Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunstons for a chance to win 150K.
Anytime Fitness. Make healthy happen your way. Join today. Visit anytimefitness.com.au.
Summer Breakfast.
Quarter to eight on Summer Breakfast. One thing we know for certain, the Australian cricket team.
Yes.
People can say that cricket's not as popular as what it used to be. The Australian cricket team invokes a level of passion, Dale, like no other on this station. A big thank you to everyone for your calls and your texts. We don't agree, and that's fine.
Who needs enemies when you've got your own supporters, Jack?
That's exactly
right. They have come for every single one of them.
Ryan Harris to join us a little bit later on. Pragyan Oja is going to join us out of the 8 o'clock news. We spoke to him earlier this morning as well, played 24 tests for India. So still plenty of cricket to come on the show. But before we know it, in fact, it is on our doorstep next week, the beginning of the AFLW season. A lot of uncertainty around the fixturing, which is understandable given that the climate that we're in at the moment. But one of the biggest moves in the offseason was Sarah Hosking leaving the Blues to play for Richmond in season 2021. She joins us as our McCafe coffee catch-up, barista-made coffee, fast, safe and contact-free. Sarah, welcome to Summer Breakfast.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
How have you found the offseason, mainly in terms of the change for you and moving out of one environment into a whole new environment?
It's been pretty hectic. I think everything happened during COVID as well. So it was during lockdown when I sort of made my decision to move clubs and essentially met all my teammates online. So I'm thankful that I'm not too shy and threw myself out there over Zoom and, yeah, got straight to it. And thankful that now we're at least back at the club and training.
It must be very exciting to be able to see people face to face. And that is so important with your first impressions at a new footy club. Go back to that decision, Sarah, to leave the Blues and your sister. Why did you change clubs?
Oh, I was sick of Jess.
Excellent.
She'll kill me for saying that. No, it was like I love the club and honestly couldn't fault them for anything. It was just around playing opportunities and it's probably a good problem that we had at the Blues and a good chance that they're such a strong side. So I just wanted to make a decision and purely an individual one that playing opportunities for me to develop and grow and have a chance to run through the midfield and play different positions in a different role.
Do you think we'll see more of this, Sarah, now that the AFLW is an established competition? This is just a natural part of sport, isn't it, where athletes make decisions like you just have for their own career?
Absolutely, and I don't think you can't knock an athlete for doing that, and it that's sort of what it came down to was just working out what my goals are individually. And obviously everyone wants the ultimate goal of team success and winning a premiership. And I have no doubt that Carlton's potentially really close to that. But I think you're going to see more and more of that, especially in AFLW, but to help other teams grow and with the expansions of new teams, that's naturally what has to happen. You're going to have to, we will see your high-end talent and talent from other teams moving around to help the competition grow.
How did you rate the news to your sister and what was her reaction when you told her that you were sick of her and you've got to go your own path?
She spear-tackled me. she was actually pretty blunt and at the start when I sort of floated the idea and told her that I was highly considering it, she didn't really give me anything and told me, well, it's your decision, you've got to make it. And deep down, both of us sort of sat there and didn't think that I'd come to the decision that I did. So once it happened, we kind of it hit us both pretty quickly when I made the decision and she was happy for me. But I think it's probably been a blessing in disguise for us both just to stand on our own feet for once, and because we'd never actually played at a separate club or team through footy or netball.
Now that you are at the Tigers, what's impressed you about their summer so far and your first prackie match last weekend?
I really love the excitement and the determination to grow. And obviously the girls last year didn't get the results that they wanted on the field, but that determination across COVID, across the entire pre-season to actually develop and get better has been outstanding. And I think I'm really excited just to be able to bring a Richmond brand of football. And I say that broadly as a whole club to try and make sure that we excite, obviously, the fans, but also just bring a hard, contested type of football that we want to play.
It's a big challenge, isn't it? I mean, winless last season from the first season. Obviously, some good recruiting, including yourself, has been crucial for Richmond, but it's a big challenge to climb up the ladder now, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, that's the reason and the biggest challenge, I guess, is that you've got to try and find the quickest way to develop in the shortest amount of time. So, and I'm thankful that for me coming across, it was just about bringing what I know and bringing the competitiveness and level of training standards that I know. And essentially that's what the other girls that have come across have done as well. And it's naturally that just brings the whole group up and it drives new standards and helps the girls grow at a quicker rate.
And sometimes when you go to a new club, you also obviously get new voices. And Ryan Ferguson's come in as the coach. How's that relationship developing?
He's great. I absolutely love Ferg, otherwise known as Fergalicious, as he likes to call it.
He calls himself that, does he?
Yeah. Okay. Fergalicious is his nickname, so make sure you play Fergie on the radio. No, but he's been amazing. And for anyone that doesn't know, he's come across from the men's program as well. So he's really driven that, again, that Richmond culture, but just the ability to help the girls learn and grow, like I said, at a quicker rate, is in a short amount of time. The impact that he's had has been phenomenal. And I have no doubt that we're all behind him and we're excited for what he can do and how he can drive our group in the future.
Well, this is for Ferg. This is just on the way out, Sarah.
Yeah.
He's going to love that, isn't he?
Look, I don't know if I'm going to get a game after this.
He might be out of the leadership group. There's a starting point.
I'm in trouble. I'll be in trouble.
Congratulations on being named vice-captain. It's a great achievement and it speaks a lot about your leadership qualities as well. We wish you all the best and we'll touch base again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All the best.
Sarah Hosking joining us on Summer Breakfast. Head to McCafe Coffee for a fast, safe, contact-free, quality barista-made coffee.
Bit of Fergie.
You can't call yourself Fergalicious,
can you? I'm not sure if you can self-title it. That's crazy behaviour. That might have to be a nomination for the Summer Flyers.
Could go in the assistant coaching group.
If you are calling yourself Fergalicious, you've got to make the team. We'll find a spot.
Oh, my word, we will. Summer Breakfast.